أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the translation of these ayat, these verses. We spoke about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down the balance scale, and we explained the different aspects with regards to it. And we were speaking about justice, the different aspects of justice, and this is very brief. One is to be just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that insofar as our namaz is concerned, there is also an injustice that we cause to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by hastily performing our salat, not fulfilling the different postures of the salat, the ruku, and then standing up after ruku, the qawma, and then the sajdas, and then sitting between the two sajdas, what we call the jalsa. And in that way, we have to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. There is no doubt in the fact that no matter how much we perform our salat, and no matter how deep our concentration may be, and no matter how perfect our postures may be, we will never be able to fulfill the haqq of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but at least we can try to do our best. The second aspect of adl and justice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to keep away from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. In other words, all those things which are regarded as haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has determined as haram, to keep away from that and to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat the way Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us to do so. If there is any deficiencies in that, we make tawbah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The second aspect of adl and justice is to fellow human beings. Now, just for purposes of understanding, we'll divide this into two categories. One is insofar as our mu'amalat are concerned, and the second insofar as our mu'asharat is concerned. Mu'amalat insofar as our business dealings are concerned. Now, to do business dealings doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be business people. We go to a shop and we buy something, so that is a deal, and that is a transaction that is now taking place. There also there has to be fairness, there has to be justice. And if we are engaged in business, we need to look at every aspect of our business, whether we are fulfilling the rights of our customers according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, to give anything short, to contaminate anything, to mix anything in our products, etc. All that will come in the ambit of justice, and for all that there is a responsibility that we will have to face in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah. On the other hand, the second part of our muamalat is, for example, a person is in employment, so there is a contract in place, there is a certain amount of remuneration, a salary, a wage that that person is going to get, and obviously in lieu of that, there is certain hours of work that has to be fulfilled, that at that time has to be fulfilled. If that time is not fulfilled, we give short insofar as time is concerned, that will also come within the ambit of injustice, and for that also there is a responsibility in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect of justice to fellow beings, that is, insofar as the mu'asharat is concerned, is our interactions with fellow human beings. Now, that will be very broad. One and the more important aspects are the people that we interact with on a daily basis. For example, our parents, our spouses, our children, etc. There also, there has to be an absolute sense of justice, and we have to fulfill their rights. Any shortfalls and any deficiencies are not really accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are many ahadith with regards to this, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who is a pauper, who is a person that is insolvent. So the insolvency of this world, Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, a person that does not have a cent to his name, rather that person is in debt, and that person is in a very miserable and pitiable state in this world. So what happens then? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, as far as the pauper is concerned, take your glance, take your gaze, and now focus it to the akhirat, that you carried out many a good deed on the surface of this earth. But because we did not fulfill the rights of others, we violated the rights of others, and then what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfers it to that person. And when there is no good deeds left, we will now have to carry the burden of the ill deeds of that person. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this concept in the Quran Kareem, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. The very loose translation is that when the mujrimeen will stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, books of deeds are given out, and then they will see and they will exclaim in utter horror that what has happened, that this kitab, the book of deeds, has left nothing out. No major action, no minor action, no big sin, no small sin. Everything is there. Now Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there will be a group of people then will look into the book of deeds and they will not find some of the good deeds. If we take, for example, just as examples, a person makes tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Now he finds that the tilawat of the Quran is not there. A man may have performed a hajj or two, an umrah or two, and he finds that that is not there. So he will question, or rather he will ask Allah Rabbul Izzat, what has happened to that amal? What has happened to the deeds? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond that that is already transferred out into the account of those people to whom you had caused injustice, whose rights you had violated. In this world we get EFT, electronic fund transfer. There it will be EAT, electronic amal transfer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Then we will find Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call both spouses, wife and husband. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will seal her tongue. She won't be able to talk, but then her limbs will begin to talk. All the injustices that she caused to her husband. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal his mouth and his limbs will begin to talk and speak about all the injustices that he had caused to his wife. So that is insofar as the hukukul ibad is concerned, justice to fellow beings. Just to briefly recap, one is insofar as our business transactions are concerned, and the second aspect is insofar as our social interaction with others are concerned. And this is that mizan that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. Allah Rabbul Izzat has revealed justice on the surface of this earth. Allah has revealed Quran. Allah has revealed the Shariat. And in every aspect, we need to take cognizance of this. We need to take stock. We need to introspect. We need to ask ourselves from time to time, how far and how are we faring insofar as these deeds are concerned. Yes, to make a turn and to become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat in these matters needs a very, very great resolution, a very great determination. And the more we try, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us. So hence Allah Rabbul Izzat in this ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat in various ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, Allah tadghaw fil mizan, that do not transgress insofar as the mizan is concerned, insofar as justice is concerned, the scales of justice are concerned. Wa aqimul wazna bil qist wa la tukhsirul mizan, and be upright with regards to justice on the mizan, and wala tukhsirul mizan, and do not be deficient insofar as justice is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la